Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor Brandon Lindell, Executive Ministry Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
I woke up this morning and opened my Bible to Isaiah. And you guys can just hang out up here, okay? Open my Bible to Isaiah and was reading like 26, 27, 28, 30 through 30. And I came across this scripture in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. And it says, "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength." So I think for anybody walking through anything right now where you need the Lord's help, this is such a great reminder. Because oftentimes when we're walking through something where we need a breakthrough, God is also teaching us things along the way and putting things inside of us that he wants to use for the future. God is not just about solving your problems, although he loves to do that. He's a God who helps those in time of need, near to those in time of need. But he also wants to do a work in your life. So the thing for us that we need to remember anytime we're walking through something is if we're just trying to get through it, if we're just trying to rush what God might wanna do, if our eyes are more on God solving our problem than saying, "God, how do you wanna work?" then we might sit in our problem longer than we would want to, because God wants to do a work in us that we're trying to get through. So how do you do it? Sometimes it is literally this way. It's in repentance and rest is your salvation. So what is repentance? It's changing your thinking. What is God trying to change your thinking in that you just don't want to change in? And so God's saying, "Hey, I love you enough to keep you here in this uncomfortable moment until you recognize I need to change." And that can be as simple as God, you know, I really want it to happen this way. And God's like, "But I want to do it that way." That's a changing. That's a repentance means to turn. So you're turning your thinking. That can be like you, God's just like, "Hey, I kind of want to work complaining out of you." So, because that's bad for you. And that's not helping the people around you. And that's not shining the light of Jesus. And so I need you to turn in your thinking. Repentance is just turning. Where does God want to turn your thinking today in order to bring a breakthrough in your life? In rest. I love that. It's like, well, rest, that's not usually how we get through anything, is it? You know, I mean, we like to rest, and we want rest, but we prefer rest when our problem's solved, right? We're like, "I'll sit when it's done, you know? I don't want to rest right now. I want to get this done. I want to get this out of the way. I want to remove this problem." And sometimes God says, "Hey, that's not what I want you to do through this. I want you to trust me by resting." So your anxiety, you're stressing out, you're trying to figure everything out, you're trying to find that silver bullet, you're trying to say that perfect phrase, and God's like, rest. There's no salvation from me if you're thinking you're the answer. Some of you need a breakthrough, and rest doesn't mean that you just do nothing. In that sense, it means that you're not doing anything that would be striving. You're not doing anything that would be on your own strength. You're not doing anything until God says go. You're resting. So for some of you, that literally is just, hey, you know, if the Holy Spirit's talking to you right now, you know who you are. You're the one who's trying to convince that person that they need to do what you think is best. You're the one who's trying to, you know, work on that relationship and get it the way you want it. And you're like, rest. That's when you see God work. What is salvation? That's God saving, salvation, helping you, God working. And quietness and trust is your strength. So I love the quietness part of this. And we're gonna pray here in just a second. Quiet means doesn't mean don't pray. It means don't talk. I mean, say less. I love that proverb that says, even a fool is thought wise when they keep their mouth shut. Some of you would look a lot smarter if you wouldn't talk through this problem, all right? That's a good word for me. That's a good word for everybody, right? The Bible says, when words are many, sin is not absent. That's especially true when you're in a problem. Hello. Because you can find yourself blaming people. You can find yourself speaking negativity into it. You can find yourself complaining. And maybe we should do what the Bible says and just be quiet and say, God, I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask for your help and I'm going to ask for wisdom in all of this. But God, I'm not going to talk about it with other people. I'm not going to just run my mouth about it till it gets solved. I'm going to be quiet out of honor for you. Holy Spirit, give me the grace and the strength to trust you enough to be quiet, because it's in quietness and trust is your strength. You know, trust is allowing somebody to do something that can make you vulnerable. Trust is like the surgeon in the surgery where you say, you know what? I know this is going to be painful and I know this is going to be uncomfortable, but I trust you that what you're doing is intended for my good. That's trust. It's saying, I don't know. Have you ever been riding in the car with maybe your spouse? I recommend riding in the car with him, but I don't recommend doing this. Okay. You know, and like, you're like seeing something happen. And have you ever like tried to grab the wheel? That's a really bad idea. Okay. But like what you're showing is like, man, I probably would be driving. I would do better. Or like, you hit the fake brake, anybody? You grab the door? I know some people do that. It's okay, but what you're saying is I really don't trust you behind the wheel. But when Jesus is driving your car, when God is in charge, you have to say, God, sometimes this feels like we're off-roading, Lord. But I'm very confident in who you are. And in quietness and trust, I'm going to go that way. That's where your strength is. Notice in all of this, there's not a lot of striving. There's not a lot of stress. Peace. He wants to put his peace on you. He wants to do what striving would never allow for. He wants to put his presence on you. But you have to let him. And that's where your salvation and your strength will come from. Because we can be confident of this. And 3 verses later, in verse 18, it says, yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. So what's that mean? God's ready to help you. Don't get frustrated. Don't be like, God, I really want you to do it this way. Or God, if you love me, you this. No. God, if you were for me this. No, God longs. That's not the problem isn't God. The problem is you saying, God, I give it to you. I give it to you and I receive your strength. I receive your peace. Knowing you is better than anything, God. I know, God, this is a problem. And I know you're the problem solver, Lord. I know you care. I know you actually get up to show compassion. You long, you are looking to be gracious to me. But it's gonna be, God, when I change my thinking, when I'm not stubborn, when I'm not too proud to say, God, you're in charge.